Blog Talk Radio.
Is right. You know what that music means. It's time for GTE Radio 193.5, the show about all the latest and greatest things happening right here at GTE Financial. And if you listened last week, you heard me talking about the concept of thinking of an interview as an audition. You think about auditioning, you're trying out for a movie or a play, and you get to be on stage or not on scrage, on stage or on screen. My brain working faster than my lips. And joining us to talk about being on screen, quite literally, her name is Deb Larson. Hey, Deb, how are you?
Good morning. Good. How are you?
Good. So good to have you on the show. Yeah. On scrage. Yes, I've actually spoken English before. Easy for me to say. Hey, Deb, tell us about you and your career with GTE Financial.
Let's see. So I just celebrated 18 years with GTE on the 20th.
Yeah. Wow.
So I started as a teller in our downtown Tampa location. And since then, what I did the longest was I was a floater. And I did member services, loans, worked the teller line, just whatever they needed is what I did. And then I came to on screen in, September will be 2 years.
Very cool. Very cool. I used to be a floater back in college. I would write a check on Friday, so it would float until Monday when I got paid on Saturday. So I used to be a floater, too. But not that kind of floater. We talked about this 18 years. Wow, we got to chat about that in just a second. But being on screen, that takes a unique skill set. And, you know, I did a show a couple weeks ago where you got to hear a conversation I had with somebody at my bank's call center, but I couldn't see them. But in a way, I could. I could see their lackadaisical attitude because it was coming through in their voice. You don't have that option. See you, and you do dozens and dozens and dozens of live performances every day. How do you stay on top of your game all day?
Well, I start my day with espresso, and then during the day, I pretty much chit-chat all day long with the members. If I find myself starting to wander mentally, then I will either throw something out random to one of the members and then – you know, just refocus and go that way. I try to keep it fun for them because it's different and, you know, it's not the norm and they're not excited about the change and, you know, because nobody likes it when you change anything on them. So I try to stay focused on them.
Awesome. You mentioned that, and it is. It's always a new – when things that change and things are new are never appreciated by people that were used to them being a certain way. But now that we've been doing the on-screen for a while, are you finding that the members are starting to warm up to it?
Yes, most of them are. It usually takes them a few visits to, like, really get settled in and get the rhythm and, you know, feel comfortable doing it and know where everything goes, where their ID goes, where their cash comes out of, all of that. Most of the ones that are super resistant at the start, usually by the end of the transaction, they're like, oh, this wasn't so bad. You know, I like this. This is okay. So it's really cool when they go that route.
Well, that is cool. Now, I got to ask you this. 18 years, so that was 1998. I really did work at a bank in 1998. And I can remember when we would have meetings to talk about this thing called internet banking. This is going to change everything. Yeah. Can you go back to 1998 when you started? Do you remember what passed for technology on your first day at the credit union?
Well, let's see. What passed for it was we had the Okidata printers for the receipts.
Okidata, I remember those.
With like the pixelated printing and the numbers and the letters that were kind of big. And yeah, it was like a big full half sheet thing. And then, it's changed a lot since then. Now it's just little thermal receipts and definitely much more compact.
if somebody had told you on your first day in 1998 that not too far down the road that people would be able to take a picture of their check with a phone that is smaller than a deck of cards and have it deposited immediately to their account, would you have believed them?
Probably not.
Me either. So in 18 years, you've seen a lot of really significant. 1998 is kind of pre-internet banking for a lot of credit unions. And so you've seen all of that transformation to the online banking and online lending, and then of course the mobile marketplace, the mobile banking, and the mobile apps. But it sounds like something you said that really stuck with me, that you like to have conversations with members. You never once used the word transaction. That sounds like it's a key thing in the way your personality comes through when you're on screen.
Yes, I prefer to not focus on the transaction itself. I prefer to talk to them and relate with them, because most of the feedback that we receive from on screen is that it's not very personal. So
right.
I try to make it more personable for them, so it feels more like the same of whether I was standing there or just being there remotely.
Well, that's cool. And that's why I said it is a unique skill set. And that's why our studio audience can't be on screen member advocates, because they are some of the dullest people you've ever met. I mean, we pay them a dollar and a donut to come in here and clap twice, but I'm telling you, they don't have the skills to pay the bills like you do in the on-screen environment, let me tell you. Hey, listen, before we let you get out of here, we always like to end. It's such an eclectic combination of music that I hear. Sometimes I know the song. Jorge was on, and the last song he had listened to was Boston's More Than a Feeling, which was a song that I can actually remember listening to on the 33 RPM. All the millennials would be like, what is he talking about? What's a 33 RPM? The album way back when. What was the last song you listened to?
The last song I listened to was Valerie by Amy Winehouse.
Oh, that Valerie.
Yes.
Okay, I was thinking the other Valerie. I can't think of who sang the other Valerie. Same girl that used to. Is it a cover of that one, or is it her own song, Valerie?
I think it's her own song, but I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, again, it shows you what I know about good contemporary music. I don't know much. I'm sort of stuck in my 80s and 90s music phase. Listen, Deb, I love what you said about making it more personable and having conversations with people, not just conducting transactions. Believe me, people can tell the difference. Jared said you were really, really good at this, and I can tell because I can hear your personality on the phone. I can't see you, and lucky for you, you can't see me, which is even better. But it does. It's got to take a special skill set to really intentionally engage people using a new technology while at the same time trying to maintain that personal and professional service that credit unions are known for. And I really, really do appreciate you taking some time out of your morning to join us.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. And I'm going to go check out Valerie by Amy Winehouse, so I'll know what you're talking about. As soon as the show's over, I always go. If I don't know the song, I look it up on YouTube.
All right. Well, enjoy it.
I will. All right. That's Deb Larson, everybody. Great. Thanks. What a great point, man. Yes, the transactions are important. The details of the transactions are important, but it's also important to make our members feel like what they're supposed to, part of the GTE family. Deb's been doing it for 18 years. I can't think of any job I've done for 18 years except be alive. So that's amazing. I really do respect people that have stuck with something for such a significant period of time. 18 years, that's almost an entire generation, and she's seen a lot of changes. Hey, folks, let's continue to be the people we were in the interview/audition. Let's drive our competitors crazy, and let's be in business forever until next we speak. I'll talk to you all next week. Take care. Bye.